This is a previously recorded episode of the IT in the D Show.
The Imagine Theater's first ever video game night takes place on November 16th at the Imagine Theater in Royal Oak. Hosted by Activate's own Bailey Ray, you can play against friends and enemies in the newest sports games on the hottest systems. Get your hands on the latest in virtual reality or enjoy retro living rooms with the systems to match. Drink and food specials including an all-you-can-eat taco and nacho bar, as well as door prizes and giveaways all night. Space is limited, so go to ActivateGaming.com/imagine to reserve your spot today. That's ACTIV, the number 8, gaming.com/imagine.
Welcome to a special edition of the IT in the D Show.
We're just going to subtitle this. It seemed like such a good idea at the time.
It is voting day. That means the kids don't have school. So we had no idea what to do with them. So we dragged them to the podcast studio.
And our wives said we couldn't leave them at home.
Right. I tried. But we are hanging out with a bunch of goofy kids that are all doped up on National Coney
Sugar
Island.
And conies. And
cookies, yeah. And Starbucks. Juice boxes. Starbucks. How about we start by going around the room? Tell us all your name and how old you are.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
Okay. I'm in.
I'm in.
You have to talk.
You got to get close to the mic, buddy.
Gotta get close to the mic.
I'm Johnny and I'm 6 years old.
Seven.
Seven.
Also a great start.
Birthday was last week. Yeah.
Birthday was like 3 weeks ago. I'm Sasha and I am 12 years old.
Yay, my friend. Hi, I'm Gretchen and I'm also 12 years old.
I'm Magdalena and I'm 10 years old.
I'm Samantha and I am 9 years old.
I'm Emma, I'm 7 years old.
I'm Zoe and I'm 10 years old.
And I'm Bob. And
so I'm Dave. Yeah. I'm a lot older.
We're
than
old.
That.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because we're kids. Deal with it.
So, what do you guys think of the new studio?
I like it.
I think it's awesome.
Soundproof.
I think definitely. It's a lot.
I like it.
It has a lot more.
It's very small.
Sound effects to it.
It's small. We have our own building. What do you mean?
It's
small?
It's like a house in here.
It is.
It has it's emoji like pillow.
It's a poop emoji it's pillow. It's
I love it.
There's barely any rooms, yeah, but it's who cares?
Lovely. It's like small as my house. My
bedroom. It looks like.
Yeah, but you live in the townhouses, so who cares?
Yeah, I know.
So how's the day been so far?
Great. Terrible.
Awesome.
And then I got bored.
Sasha actually spent the night at my house, and we stayed up till like 11 and got up at 8 in the morning. And now I'm like,
oh no, not 9 hours of sleep. How are you possibly functioning?
I slept.
I need
more. My mom took the mattress out of her room, and we just parted. I just slept on there.
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Pokemon Go.
Why are you talking about Pokemon Go?
Because why not? Pokemon Go is relevant at this time.
So who'd you guys vote for today?
So, you know,
listen. Now I know what.
We had a class vote.
We did a mock election at our school, and I voted for Trump. I said they're both terrible.
My school wanted Hillary Clinton to win. Oh my God.
Yeah, they.
My school wanted Hillary
yeah,
Clinton.
Yeah, we
to win.
Had like this
Clinton
thing,
Clinton.
And they had like Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, and they're both bad, so I just picked Donald Trump.
Well, that's even worse.
Donald Trump's an idiot.
Hey, we didn't have any other choices.
Why is he an idiot?
Because he's just weird.
Yeah. He's retarded.
Excellent. All right.
Alrighty then.
So you want to dive into what's a good topic of the day? Video games.
Pokemon Go.
Roblox.
With Alexander Hamilton.
No, it's a
I have Roblox
Hamilton.
On Roblox.
Hamilton.
I like it. Don't judge me.
So how about we go around the room? What video games? What's top two video games you're playing right now?
Oh,
what about the
Roblox and Pokemon Go?
What about the release
you don't play
out?
Pokemon Go.
I don't care.
It's on the moon.
Pokemon Go is still a thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sort of. Some kid made a song about it. His name is Misha. And he made like a song about it. It was like
Misha.
It was the worst singing I've ever heard in my entire life. It was like, I play Pokemon Go every day.
The guy looks like he's
he's the new Friday.
Yeah, he's
much.
The new Friday, basically.
If it's
Friday.
On YouTube, then I'll play it in the car on the way to school.
Oh, no! It is, but don't.
So what are you playing?
Roblox. It's like Legos, but Minecraft, but you don't build. You play maps.
It's the best game ever.
So it's like Minecraft, but it's not.
It's like
Minecraft in Legos.
But it's like, yeah.
But you don't build.
But is it Minecraft Legos?
Sort of, but I mean, like, you don't build.
It's mostly Legos.
It's a computer game. It's like looks like Legos, but you don't.
It's like
you
don't build stuff.
I got a feeling the executives at Lego, when Minecraft came out, were just all face palming, going, "How did we not?
Why did we not do this?"
Exactly.
Guy sold it for $3 billion.
The thing is that Roblox is basic. Roblox, you have your own character, you make your name, and you type in your name.
But then you have this thing called Robux, which allows you to access special things, like special items for your character.
And you have to pay for it.
Robux costs
it's freemium,
like $100.
See?
It's not free. You have to actually pay real money.
Freemium. Uh-huh. Yay.
You pay money to get money in a game.
Can I get free Robux?
Samantha tried to do a hack, but it didn't work.
There was a hack, and I swear, there was a huge
hacks
hack.
Don't work. They don't work.
There was
any hack.
They're
can
all
find
cheats.
The internet,
it's just there was a good hack, and you have to like buy like
if you hack. It's technically illegal. Starbucks.
So you guys are hackers.
Yeah, I
am a grade A hacker. I know all ye hacking tricks.
I hack McDonald's.
I get free Robux.
Tell me what a hacking trick is.
Hacking trick? Well, then, you gotta basically go on a website that's illegal, and you gotta fill out, like, a survey or something.
You keep pressing Control-Delete to open the computer faster. It works, I swear.
Seriously, it's so stupid because it's like, oh, you want free Robux? Okay, enter the amount, and then you gotta fill out a survey. We gotta email this stuff to your house, so just give us your address, and we'll send it right to you. We promise. Get a free Starbucks gift card.
2016, where hacking is filling out a survey.
Exactly. I was being sarcastic. But it is true.
Basically, it is.
I don't hack.
No. Never, ever. Those are never real. Never, ever.
Exactly. Sometimes they work.
They do work.
They're never, ever real. Never, ever.
If you're going to be a hacker, why would you share it on the internet?
Glitches work.
Then they can arrest you. They'll know where to arrest you
from. Developers forgot.
Yeah, but remember you showed me like those glitches on the thing. And then in Super Mario?
Yeah.
Remember?
Because they're easy.
Remember glitches? Remember?
Remember glitches.
Easter eggs.
So what are you guys playing?
Well, I'm not really playing much. I mean, I just play Roblox for fun and for...
Ooh.
And stuff.
Ooh.
And
you play it for poop?
I play for poop. I gamble to get horse turds, yeah.
Oh.
I don't really... I mean, I play a little bit of, like, Minecraft with my friends on the Xbox, but I mean, other than that, I'm not really playing much.
Neither am I.
I wanted Undertale.
Yeah.
I love Undertale.
And Overwatch.
Yeah.
I like the music from Undertale. It's kind of funny.
Undertale.
My friend Paige loves Undertale.
Undertale is so good.
I know.
Buy Undertale.
I want Undertale.
What's Undertale?
Oh, let me do the explain it on
oh
this one.
Oh, my goodness.
Sasha doesn't like the game. She's slowly backing away. Okay, so basically Undertale is an RPG where you play as this fallen human. The game name is Frisk, but you can name it whatever you want.
Yeah, Frisk.
And so there... Will you... Child.
Yeah?
Child.
Sorry.
And so there's this... you go... It's like basically you fall down a mountain. Like there's like a hole in the top of this mountain and you fall down and you're like in the underworld and
you have
then there's
fight
a bunch
people.
Of monsters. No, you don't fight because in the pacifist what? Route...
Go ahead.
It's okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
In the pacifist route, it's like the description for the game is the RPG where you don't have to kill anyone, and basically you have to make friends with all the monsters, and then at the end, if you don't kill anyone, oh, it's considered the pacifist route. If you kill everyone and everything, it's the genocide route. And if you only kill like the certain enemies and not the bosses, I guess it's normal.
So no one plays the pacifist route.
No.
Basically, I mean, pacifist,
if you do,
I
guess
pacifist,
you're stupid.
I like
and then
pacifist.
There's like Sans.
Sans the Skeleton and Papyrus are
Papyrus.
Brothers. They're named after fonts in Microsoft Fonts.
And
Papyrus
and
Comic Sans. Sans is a stand-up
Metadon.
Comedian. Sans is a stand-up comedian.
Isn't that what you were for Halloween?
Yeah, I was. And Papyrus is basically the guy who always thinks he's the best. He's like, I will capture a human! And then he never ends up doing it. Also, he loves spaghetti.
Metaton.
Exactly. And Metaton is
like
a robot. I think he's gay. He's a robot. And he has lovely legs. And he always dances.
All of her
so
friends,
fan theories.
All of her friends call her Metaton because she's like the tallest.
And
ever.
I have legs.
Yeah, and she has amazing legs.
Yeah.
Legs. We all know I'm the one with the best legs.
Oh! You want to go, Missy?
Are we gonna have an online podcast fight? That's like everyone's
podcast video game.
What are you playing, Mr. Man?
Roblox.
Yeah,
of course.
So we missed the big important topic. How was everybody's Halloween?
Oh my god!
That was amazing.
Freezing cold.
Good.
No, that was fine. I had.
Were you not in Michigan?
I had to wear a tank top for my costume.
My feet were hurting. I was in heels.
Yes, we know you were with us. You were whining the entire way.
I was playing. I was like, it was really funny because I had to pull the girl on the wagon because I know you. This is probably surprising, but I actually stopped trick or treating. Like, after, when in the middle, the end, because I, like, stopped trick-or-treating because my feet were hurting, and I was like, yeah, I'm done.
No more kids.
So what Halloween costume involves a tank top?
Dad, you have to say it.
I was Rey from Star Wars, and that was like a turn, like a,
yeah,
kind of like a.
I was Princess Leia.
The whole family was Star Wars characters.
And she won the costume contest as Princess Leia.
Yeah, I am.
I was
General Organa.
I was just a zebra because obviously zebra print is famous. People.
Use the Robert terminology.
What about you, John?
Robert terminology.
A stormtrooper.
Oh yeah,
Dad, you have to say it.
Nobody will get it. I was our neighbor.
He was my neighbor, Mr. Garrett.
Gary.
Garrett.
Pardon moi.
Who are you for Halloween?
Shimbra.
She was Cinderella. I'm a Cinderella right here.
And who are you?
I was
a rainbow unicorn.
A rainbow unicorn. Yes. Sounds like my insides during a sugar rush.
or your shirt.
Hair. Or my shirt, basically.
Or my hair right now.
I'm currently wearing a
peacock hair.
Yeah.
Her
Pikachu.
Hair is purple, blue.
Pikachu.
Pikachu.
Pikachu. Pikachu.
Dad, who are you for Halloween?
I was Judge Smales.
I don't even know who he is.
Pikachu. I can do a side project on your Xbox account.
My what?
Give away your Xbox.
Well, you can't. Whatever.
Well, it's mine.
That's where he's from.
Slash.
Yeah.
What?
That's where he's from.
You can always just. Are we all going to talk over each other?
Yes.
It's
apparently.
Kind of our idea right now. It's kind of our idea right now.
No.
Well, see? Talking over people. I play Roblox and Minecraft.
Johnny,
that's
why
it.
Did he say Roblox?
Whenever I come over your house, I do the same thing.
She just goes to my brother's laptop and plays Roblox.
Is Roblox is love. Roblox is life.
I know.
At my school, Roblox is like a big joke. It's like, hey, you play Roblox? Yes. Oh my god.
No. Tell me your name. Club Penguin.
Club Penguin is the big joke.
Tell me your friend. Tell me your name. I'll be your friend. That's basically how Roblox works. You get 200 friends. That's a limit.
There's so many bullies.
I don't have any friends on Roblox. Just my friends in real life.
It's PG rated.
Zoe's my friend. Emma's my friend. There John.
There are bullies in Roblox.
Yeah. No.
Basically, bullies in Roblox consist of, oh my god, I'm reporting you. You called me stupid.
They report people for online dating.
Online dating.
Online dating
doesn't happen.
Okay, someone did that today in my game.
Wait, what?
There's online dating.
Online Roblox dating.
That doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
It's really dumb.
They're like, someone dating.
That never happened to me. That never happened to me.
Yeah.
Happened to me a couple times.
It's so weird.
That happened to me.
2016, where video games involve social hierarchies.
Yeah.
I don't know how you report people.
The thing is that I know how to report people. You go into the... You like go into their profile if you're their friend, and then you just type in what their bad.
Oh, you have to report. Yeah. You can only report them if you're a friend. It shows a lot about friendship.
Remember Defender?
Remember Defender? Remember
Frogger?
I totally remember Defender. It was great.
Remember Frogger?
Remember Frogger?
10,000 gives you free life.
Before my dad's big, huge tablet broke,
my father will hear about this.
My brother won't stop playing it, and he would love to just do all the levels over again. He would play Frogger like over and over again.
You mean Crossy Frogger?
See, when we were kids, no one made fun of you for what games you played. You just played games.
Yeah, but now, that game's stupid. Like, my friend has, like, this game Bratz for GameCube. Like,
I don't play World of Warcraft. I play Hello Kitty Island Adventure.
you play Burger Bratz. Time? You're stupid.
Burger right. Time. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're still playing Activision Hockey? How lame.
Activision Hockey.
You're still playing the NBA game on Skate 3?
Skate
3 is actually great.
Skate 3 is fun. It has, like, wobbly graphics.
And then that one game, Project MC Squared.
Oh,
no. Project MC Squared is a brand for girls who want to seem smart, and it's like little baby science experiments. They're like, and it comes with a free Barbie doll.
Because someone's going to be inspired by a doll. It's so stupid.
Project, and they made a Netflix show.
Project MC Square.
They made a Netflix show. Really? You want to watch it, Sasha?
No thanks.
So good demographic question. So do you guys watch most shows on TV, yeah, or do you watch it on like Netflix, YouTube, that
Netflix
kind of stuff?
Netflix. I'm only on season one of Supernatural. I have to watch it.
Come on,
Netflix.
I finished
Netflix.
Stranger Things.
You're on season 12,
yes,
so
Stranger I watched it for the second time.
Hashtag Stranger Supernatural over Stranger Things.
I wanted to be 11.
I do it on Netflix.
Supernatural over Stranger Things.
You can find like every episode of your favorite TV show, and like you can watch the episodes over and over again.
I just watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory over and over and over.
I hate that movie. It's scary.
You can tell. I can tell I'm obsessed with Supernatural. My background is the three main characters.
Pikachu.
It's Dean. She loves Dean.
I do like Dean.
People can be so weird right now. Everyone's talking over each other and talking about the dumbest stuff.
Leather
and
jacket.
Coolest stuff. Dean.
Okay, what are
just
we mixed up.
About
now?
Max,
so explain to me why you kids today are obsessed with watching YouTube videos. I'm not done with the question.
One at a time, too, please.
Pardon moi.
Of you watch videos of other people playing video games that you have that you could just be playing, but instead you're watching somebody else play.
Well, for the first thing, sometimes people play the games that you don't have, and like they cost money, so it's fun to watch them play, and it's fun with listening to their commentary. And if it's a YouTuber that you really like, it's really just it's fun to watch them and just
remember when YouTuber wasn't a word. Yeah. Remember,
I have a question for you. Why watch sports instead of playing them yourself?
Exactly, that's what I asked my dad.
Ooh, that's
it's
a
like,
good
why
one.
Why watch YouTube when you can't
actually
play the game?
That just stumped the thesis is complete.
That's why watch NFL when you can just go play football with your friends?
No, that's, I'll never question
good.
You again.
Thank you.
Okay, never, thank you. I started playing.
Schooled by a 12-year-old.
Exactly.
Yeah, I started playing. I started playing.
There's an anti-question for every question.
Indeed.
Exactly.
Indeed.
Why do you like this game? Why don't you like this game?
The thing is that, like, Dan TDM, this YouTuber, he like plays Minecraft. It's an over and over again. He does really weird mods. Yes, he has mods, but then why do you watch them when you can get them yourself?
Well, I mean, sometimes your computer doesn't handle the mods.
Yeah, like mods, it takes up too much space.
I tried to install a mod one time, and it like crashed my Minecraft like 5 times.
I mean, the only modification I've been able to use is Pixelmon because I like Pokemon too much.
Pixelmon,
Roy,
I'm waiting for Sun and Moon. I will wait for you.
Roy is Guava Juice, and he is hilarious.
Oh,
I have
guava
to say,
awesome,
Guava
yeah,
Juice,
awesome.
Let's talk about Jackstone.
Yeah, can you shush?
Talk about Jackstone.
Yeah, Jackstone's five head. Someone made a game for Jack's films called Five Heads Flight. It's like Flappy Bird.
His forehead is very
Five Nights
large.
At Freddy's.
He is in very large forehead.
John isn't even talking.
Poor John. John, what do you have to say about the facts of the matter?
Five Nights at Freddy.
Yeah.
Five Nights at Freddy. There we go.
Five Nights at Freddy's sister location was a disappointment for me, to say the least.
I don't even like Five Nights at Freddy's.
I've never seen the movie.
It's so
it's boring.
2014.
There's like this video.
You know what it is, Dave? It's like Major Magics, and they like locked them all up, and then they went crazy, and then they busted out, and that's Five Nights at Freddy's.
What?
But like Major Magics, they used to be
Major Magics.
Demented Chuck E. Cheese animatronics.
Yeah,
it was a weirder Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh,
and it was a band,
I hate
and
that.
Like,
the movies.
Have you been to Chuck E. Cheese lately?
You can buy beer now.
Yes.
So no, not
yes,
just get my beer.
Yes.
Remember when? It,
yes.
Remember
me and my brother.
Remember.
Went.
Remember when it used to be loud? It's amazing that the Help have the music turned dialed so low. Like, you can barely hear the band play when the band comes on. We were just there for a party.
Oh, that was like...
I remember, Dad, you told
me that.
Me and my brother.
Oh.
Me and my brother just went there like last week.
Dad, you told me a story when you and your friends
popped
up.
Like a month ago. Me and my brother, we went to Chuck E. Cheese because my mom and dad had a wedding to go to. Not their wedding, but a different person's wedding. And
thanks for clarifying.
Yeah.
And so we went to like a special place with my friend's mom. We went, and that special place was Chuck E. Cheese. And we went, and because our Christmas present, it was like a year ago. We got all the.
And Miss Sharon was going to take you to Chuck E. Cheese,
All the Chuck E. Cheese coins that my friend's mom had, she gave them to us for a Chuck E. Cheese present, for like a present. And then so we just went and spent them. And there was like 200.
So it was loud literally when you were there because like we could not hear. It was like On one to ten, it was on a half.
Yeah, no, I remember. No, that's what I was saying. Is back in the day, I remember when it was so definitely loud, but it's not anymore.
No, I'm like, the help must be sick of hearing the same 10 songs played for 8 hours on their shift. There's no other. It was like
it's sort of like us at cons when we're always trapped next to the Ghostbusters.
Exactly.
Ghostbusters.
Dad, you told me a story. You and your friends, when like you were around like a couple years older than me, you used to like hop up on the stage where like the Chuck E. Cheese band was playing, and you like mess with the animatronics and like I don't know. You told me that
because that's when it was good.
Mm-hmm.
When it was just like creepy robots up there, and not creepy like robots. Now where it's like a video screen and it's bad.
No,
now.
You needed the animatronic Hall of Presidents,
they
Junkie
only have,
Bears.
Like, they have one animatronic, and it's like a Chuck E. Cheese game or like a talk show or whatever. And he's like, "Hey, now we're gonna bring in one of my friends," and it's like a video screen with like the animatronic. Are you playing Clash Royale?
No.
He's addicted.
You
busted.
Are.
Oh, I'm addicted to what?
All you the too. Things.
Oh.
No.
7-Up.
Yeah, if you have.
Missy here has Bose noise-canceling headphones, and you can't talk to her when she's plugged in. Worse than you, Dave, when your cell phone's on.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Most I don't talk impressive. To you. I'm like, hey, Dad. You don't answer me until like 5 minutes later. I'm like, hey, Dad,
oh,
why?
No. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, Dad.
Because I know you're going to ask me something dumb.
No, what if I have to ask you a question about my homework? I'm like, hey, Dad, I have this question. Not, can I talk right now? Sorry, playing a Clash of Clans.
Never said it to you. You're making stuff up.
You say Clash of Clans is Clash Royale. You still play it.
Don't tell that to Mr. Dave. That's the only thing he does all day.
Oh,
it's like when
at
I
all.
Try when I ask you to sign something, it's like, and then it's like, I have to finish this battle.
I and do.
Like, hey, Dad, can you do
when
this
you don't.
A second?
They can. Well, it never takes longer than 3 minutes.
Right.
But the thing is,
and they always ask right when you start. Right. They don't ask for the hour before. It's always when you start.
When you start playing, you
pause. Excuse me for bad timing.
You
can't pause in the middle of a battle. It doesn't work that way.
Who cares? Then die.
No.
Oh.
You can't.
Whatever.
Oh. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes around the house the next time you're playing a video game, and I just accidentally unplug it because just die.
Dad.
When you're playing Minecraft or something, you just lose your progress and you can build it over again. That's the thing. Or when you're playing on your laptop, you don't need internet for that.
Well, but Clash of Clans is like way heavier than that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You can lose coins.
And now we have.
It's
Sasha
the game you play for 5 years and it never ends and it never.
It's the new Mafia Wars.
It's Minecraft the worst.
And then it does, and then you're
it's like
upset.
Pokemon Go.
Stop it.
Pokemon Go. Go.
It won't let me sign in. I'm sad now.
there are apparently. I remember when Skippy over there was playing it. He would find Pokemon here in the studio.
There was one on the table once.
Yeah.
And you sent it to me.
I played it for 2 days.
I know. It's,
and then you let me go play one, and I wasted all your Pokeballs. I'm like,
and then I was
no,
done.
Give me a second, Dad. And he's like, no.
And I was
like, oh,
done.
I'll get a little back. I had to refresh the Pokestops. And no.
You're not chiming in very much, Mr. Man.
Yeah.
Just sitting back and absorbing?
It's a new studio. Just let them, like, observate everything. Just
observate?
I don't know what the word is.
Observe.
Yeah.
Observate.
So how's school going?
Oh.
Mr. Fluka's really strict.
No, Jerry's strict. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, they're both strict.
First name basis with the other teacher?
It's Miss Archery.
Oh, she just said Jerry is.
No, Archery, yeah.
But Mr. Faluka and Miss Archery are both strict.
No, Mr. Faluka.
No, Mr. Faluka wants us to turn our math in, like, right away. I'm like, oh my. I'm like, oh my God.
Wait till
you
get to
middle. That's not strict.
That's not strict.
That's
not strict.
I'm on mod 2.
Wait till you get to middle school. You'll see what strict is.
I have the same teacher again from last year. So it's kind of
split. Class.
She didn't get held back. She got this just the.
I was like,
just throwing that out there.
Did the teacher move
no,
up
yes.
or did?
I told her I'll flunk her so she can keep her again if she likes, you know.
Right. See how it goes.
Right, exactly. What's your who's your favorite teacher?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, so far I think it's Miss Berger, my English teacher. Don't make any jokes. Don't make any jokes.
Yeah.
Do it.
First name Ham.
Cheese.
Oh.
Good.
Well done, cheeseburger.
No, her name is her first name is Jody.
She's really nice, and she met me in sixth grade one day. I was in the computer. I was in the library, I think, and she comes with her other seventh grade class. This is last year, and she walks in, and I think I met her somewhere before, and she's like, "Oh, hey," and we're talking. And she let me join her write about class, which is like write about is like a you pick a topic and you like write about it.
It's like writing social media.
Yeah, it's like a prompt. It's like a
140 characters.
No,
like Twitter.
More. Oh, there's more. And so like she had me join it, and so we were really good friends. Well, good friends, good.
We teacher knew each other combo. Pretty well.
Uh-huh. And then we and then when I had her class, we got along pretty well. And I would totally 102 in the class. So.
I would totally be in detention in that school because I would walk around the halls and if I see her, cheese,
oh my God.
Like all day,
burger, 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 exactly. Burger, 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 burger,
cheese.
Report cards are coming up soon.
Oh yeah! And
on the release date of Pokemon Sun and Moon, I'm gonna keep bringing that up because I'm excited for that game.
Sasha,
Gretchen was like D minus. I passed.
That was not me. I have 102 in English. I have A's in all my classes except math, which is a B.
B plus or B minus or B?
B. A B. Like 1% away from B plus.
Okay.
Pardon me now, Dad.
Why isn't it an A?
I have all A's.
Well, you're not getting over 100% in each of your classes. I'll go locked in the basement for 3 days without food.
How do you
food
go over 100%?
Yeah. No extra food, credit. No food or water if she doesn't get all A's.
How do you go over 100%? It's 100%.
The thing is that if you don't get good grades in school,
but it's 100%.
Yeah, I got 100. That's
all there is. I always have to have.
And then on my summative.
By definition, 100%.
No, I never understood that. I graduated with a 4.4.
If you're,
did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Like what is that?
That never happened when we were kids.
No, no.
4.4.
Like a 4.4 grade point.
Oh.
The thing is that if they're 100%, if you don't have 100%, if you're trying your best effort. You're still doing well.
So as long as you try.
As long as you try.
No, it matters about the grades. It doesn't matter if you try or not.
Jeez, Meg.
I'm just kidding. I'm pretty sure you have to try to get a good grade.
You gotta have a little amount of effort to make the grade. So. Yeah.
How are you doing in school, John?
Bad.
Bad? Why? Because all the girls in your class chase you around?
No.
Well, yeah, that's a point. Because they do.
That's true. That's true, Samantha. That's true.
They really do.
Apparently, John's a...
Riley Gale has a crush on him.
John has, like, everyone knows my... No one knows my name. Everyone calls me John's sister.
That's what
it's like, my name is Samantha, not John's sister.
That's what Emma's friends say to me. Are you Emma's sister? So I'm like, yes, my name is Zoe. Okay?
No one knew my friend's name, like, all through elementary school. Everyone's like, oh, hey, you? And no one, even the lunch lady didn't know her name.
Whose name?
Madison. No one knew her name.
I knew Madison's name because I'm friends with Madison. So.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Are the lunch ladies supposed to know your name?
Yeah. No. I was friends with the lunch lady.
There's like a million of them.
You
the
kids only want some Sloppy Joe?
Sloppy
Ew.
Joe.
Ew.
Want a Sloppy Joe, Dad?
Gretchen, the people, people who are friends with the lunch ladies are the people who don't have any friends.
Oh.
Our school.
Okay.
So what do they, hold on, what do they serve for hot lunch these days?
Okay, they have this, like, okay,
you hear about this?
My school, they have
pizza.
A special lunch
pizza.
Each day, and then they have, like, standard foods. Like, okay, you can pick, this is the special of the day, or you could just have
what
the
is,
standard
no,
one.
Yeah, what is it, though? It's
the
great.
The special of the day can either be nachos, and you don't have to have cheese or meat. You can just have the chips. Like, without the meat, please. And you can have, like, a nasty sandwich with, like, it's like a Subway sandwich, but it's a terrible knockoff. And there's
so you get nachos as a meal.
It's yeah,
Schlubway.
I make better nachos than that.
Right,
they had Sloppy Joe's one time, and they had Sloppy Philly cheese steaks. They didn't even get the steak and cheese in the bread itself. They just dumped all of it on the plate. It's like, here you go. They didn't even do it properly. They're just like, oh yeah, here's your. Your great food.
Pretty sure it wasn't even
enjoy.
Real steak. Real steak is expensive.
It's not real steak. It's nasty chicken.
So, so what you're saying is prisoners eat better than
yes.
like children.
Yes. Yes. That's why I take
at least
my
like, why are they ruining cheesesteaks for our children?
Exactly. School, they'll never eat them again.
That's what I took out of that. Is our kids
they used
are
to have chicken
denied.
Drumsticks, but they taste like rubber.
In my school,
the chicken doesn't even look like real chicken.
It's not real chicken.
How is it not real chicken? What is it?
It's chicken in a can.
Oh no!
Yeah.
What?
The chicken leg. The chicken leg is the only piece of meat that actually looks like the actual.
It's the McRib.
The McRib.
There's. Like,
did you guys know that the McRib had the same material that you can find in yoga mats?
Yes.
Well, it was in the bun.
It was delicious, though.
Yeah, I know. So good.
It's amazing.
I never had a McRib.
So if I put barbecue sauce on a yoga mat, you're saying you'll eat it?
Probably.
Yeah, I would. Depends what kind of barbecue sauce.
Depends on the barbecue sauce.
Sweet baby Ray's, yeah.
I'm all in.
Yeah. Open pit, nah.
No.
So in my school, there's these disgusting Bosco sticks. And then they have one.
What's wrong with Bosco sticks?
They're so good.
They're soggy. They leave them in the bag.
They put them
in the heater and take them out after like a week. And they're all gross and soggy.
In our schools, they're bad.
They leave them in the back and then they heat them up in the microwave and serve it to the kids. They're like, oh, yeah, they're fresh. And they're like soggy and gross. And the bread is hard.
So they microwave them instead of baking them?
Yeah.
So then, you know, if you microwave bread, it's soggy.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah, no Bosco sticks.
I never got Bosco sticks, ever.
So, and then they also have, like, chicken wings. And,
Like, what kind of chicken wings?
Like chicken legs. And they are absolutely... And then, you know what happens after all the kids that are at Hot Lunch have it? They have, like, the sauce all over their face. And, like, the chicken, like... stuff stuck in their teeth, and it's the most disgusting.
So how's
thing.
The pizza?
Oh, the pizza? Okay, pick it up, and the cheese slides right off.
Our pizza is really good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I heard that everything, school lunches is in a can. Everything is in a can.
We have two different kinds of pizza at school, Domino's and Tony's.
Oh, you get like real pizza.
What?
Yeah, they get
real
pizza.
You spoiled.
The thing is that
I don't even bring our hot lunch. It's so gross.
I don't.
I always bring
I've always
lunch.
Thought that the hot lunches sucked. But now that I think about it, my mom's like, why don't you just get the pizza? Because you like Domino's. And I'm like,
what is with this Domino's?
I don't know. Why do they get their pizza?
We go to Disney Elementary.
Disney.
If you guys don't know what Disney Elementary is, it's not Disneyland. It's not Disney World. It's just our mascot's, of course, Mickey Mouse. It's like,
and Minnie. That's amazing. I wish I went to Disney Elementary, but we have Avondale Mustangs.
When we do, what's that thing called, where you run around circles?
Dave, they get Domino's for hot lunch at school.
And we get nasty pizza that's the cheese slides right up when you
pick it
up.
Do you remember the crap we used to eat?
And we get snow cones.
French bread pizza.
Cool.
Yes.
With snow cones?
Yeah.
They get Domino's.
What is Disney Elementary?
Okay, Disney Elementary.
It's so lavish.
Duh. I love Disney.
So what? So this was the question we asked last time. What did we say? What do we do for work? What is it that?
So what do you think we do all day?
Sit on your computers and talk about tech stuff. Yeah. I'm being sarcastic.
What do you think?
You're a sales guy for Cisco.
Yeah.
and you have like meetings.
What does that mean though?
Well, I don't know. You never explain.
Well, I'm just wondering what you thought I did.
A sales guy for Cisco.
The thing is that my dad...
What do I sell?
He has meetings.
I don't know.
And he goes... He's never home. Like, except for on the holidays. He's always home on weekends. Barely.
Isn't Cisco like a wireless company?
I just barely...
A what?
We barely get to see him, but now it's like nice.
Oh, that's one of the products.
Yeah. What do you sell?
Stuff.
Like wireless internet routers and stuff?
Yeah, pretty much. Routers, servers.
So you're the kind of guy software. That goes on the phone, hello, would you like to purchase some adult poof diapers? Like that guy?
I sell diapers.
Hello, would you like to...
Hello, would you like to purchase some onesies?
You know, that's how to sell stuff, right? You call people and said, hello, would you like to buy some Cisco? And they say, why, yes.
I'll take three Ciscos, please.
Right. I will send you the contract. Thank you.
This is Cisco Capital. Stop calling me. Take me off your color list, please. Thank you. Goodbye. And that's exactly what happens.
Yeah, no.
How do you sell your stuff?
Not like that.
Adult poof diapers.
Hello, sir. Would you like some Wensleydale cheese?
Wensleydale cheese. Can we talk about memes for a second?
Yes, we can talk about memes.
Okay. Okay, so basically memes are an internet joke that goes around and they have literal to... They have one on the scale of...
All right, hold on a minute. Dave, we were told that our memes are ancient when you put text on top and bottom.
Yes, memes are not like that anymore. No Bad Luck Brian, no Grumpy Cat, none of that.
It's passed us by.
We're
the ancients now.
And memes basically consist of Dat Boy, which is a frog on a unicycle.
Oh my gosh.
It consists of... SpongeBob in the caveman episode where he's like looking and he's like and yeah, like that. And
Bad Luck Brian will never die.
No.
Yes it will. It's already dead.
No.
No.
Awkward Seal.
Sasha,
no.
Sasha, can you add on to the meme list? We have Pepe the Frog, which is I don't know where that came from.
The button one.
Where it's like you add like when it's about to and then blah 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 and then you put like something on a button and he's like about to smash the button.
No.
The equation one. The equation?
Oh, yeah, where it's like when you're trying to figure out blah, 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 and it's like a guy just thinking, he's like, what is going on? And so...
No.
You want to look up better memes?
Yeah.
What's a meme?
Picard facepalm will never die.
That's already... Oh, my goodness.
The donk memes.
The dank memes. Do you know what a dank meme is?
No.
The donk meme.
Dad, get off your phone.
The Kermit. No, I'm looking.
The Kermit tea. The Kermit tea drinking is still a tea. Thing. Kermit well, drinking
Hillary Clinton meme queen.
It's still a thing.
The
Here
ancient,
comes
Dad ancient,
Boy. Just
the,
kidding. It's the, me, Hillary.
The ancient aliens guy will always be a thing.
No, he's done.
No, he's not done.
Kermit drinking tea is still a thing. But ancient aliens guy, he's
on
no.
Instagram. Me
Jackie
and Gretchen
Chan.
And her friend Ryan
still done. No.
Instagram.
Jackie Chan, why now you get A's? That's, yeah. You know,
we're
that's,
the meme experts. Me, Sasha, my
how
friend.
How are you?
Yeah, we have a group, an Instagram group called the Meme Experts.
Name one 2016 meme.
Condescending Wonka.
No, that's done. That's done. Name one 2016
Futurama meme. Fry.
No, kind of.
Success Kid.
No. No.
How is that no?
Do we want to take a quick... Do you guys need drinks,
Cermit.
Too?
Oh, I already got one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can...
Well, okay.
I'm
First
I'm
world problem, girl?
That's kind of still a thing.
That'll never go away.
When you have an indoor pool, but you want to use the outdoor pool.
Skeptical baby?
Skeptical baby. That's not... No, no.
Yes?
No.
Yes?
No.
Internet grandma?
No.
Internet grandma's
no,
a thing.
No, Daniel Bryan, no.
I didn't know about this one, the Vin Diesel versus The Rock. What I don't know. Yeah. What
that was never called. That was never a meme.
It is so a meme.
That was never a meme.
Disaster Girl.
That's done. All these are done.
See now, this one is the one that you'll never know. 1990s problems.
Yeah,
James Vanderbeek.
Oh, I think I saw that once.
Dawson's Creek. You don't know what Dawson's Creek is?
What?
Yeah, there's more out there too.
There's a lot of memes. There's Dawson's what?
Oh, nothing.
No, you can leave them in here. They're fine.
And memes nowadays consist of photos and funny captions. No top text, bottom text.
That's what a meme has always been.
Yeah, but it's not the
photo,
top text, bottom text anymore.
That's because you people don't know how to communicate at your age.
Oh.
So you have to have. See, you got.
It consists of Tumblr.
You have to have the setup, and then the punchline. That's how that works. It's setup. And punch.
Do you want to look up memes? Look up Dat Boy and you'll just see a frog on a unicycle.
I don't, that makes no sense.
I know! That's what a meme is. It makes no sense and it's funny.
No, that's.
Look
that's,
up Pepe the Frog.
That's not what a meme is.
A meme is funny. He's looking up. He's looking up Dat Boy.
He's looking.
D A T B O I.
What?
Dat Boy!
Dat Boy!
It's Dat Boy!
That makes no sense.
It's Dat Boy. Here comes Dat Boy.
No, I know.
I have no idea
is.
What that is.
It's funny.
How is that funny?
It's funny.
I'm not sure.
It's
like
a frog
it.
On a unicycle. It makes no sense. It's funny.
But there's no sayings.
Exactly.
Why is that funny though?
So it's
just a photo. It's like
it's
like oh no, what's gonna happen next? Here
so
comes
that's,
Dat
that's
Boy.
Not a meme. That's
watch
a,
him roll.
That's a picture.
That's a picture.
Watch
comment.
Him go.
It's not a meme.
Yes, it is.
That's what a meme is now.
Look up Instagram and look up memes.
No, you don't get to change the definition of a word just because you don't know how to do it properly.
See?
Listen. A meme can be anything nowadays. It just has to have something funny.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Top
just don't
text,
know what you're
bottom
doing.
Text is over.
No.
Well,
yes.
Have you done? This is the new meme. This
Let
is
me
a new meme.
What is it?
Oh, you mean the one with the text on the top and the bottom?
No,
that with the text on the top and the bottom?
This is a meme.
That, yeah.
This is also
yeah.
A meme.
That's a meme.
I feel better. I schooled the 12-year-old that schooled me earlier.
Right, so. Right.
Doesn't have that. Doesn't have a black outline, white inside. It can be anything. A meme can be anything. It can be.
So it could be a rock sitting in the road.
Yeah.
That's a meme.
That's a meme?
Yeah.
No.
The one shoe on the highway. That's a meme. Yeah. Hey, look, there's a meme. No.
That's not how this works.
Look up the definition of meme.
You guys are drinking memes now.
Meme juice.
We're talking into a meme.
Listen,
we're sitting on memes in a meme.
You don't get it. You don't get it. You don't get it.
It's Mark Clark.
An element or culture system of behavior that may be considered to be passed from one individual to another by non-genetic means, especially imitation.
So it could be a living rock.
A humorous image, video, piece of text, etc. that is copied, often with slight variations, and spread rapidly by internet users.
Yeah.
Oh, she can read Wikipedia. It must be true.
It's.
I'm going to start calling him Mimi now just to.
Memes.
Dark memes.
It's a mem.
It's a mem.
Hello, mem.
Hello, mem.
I like mems.
Girl, mem.
I like mems.
The dark meme.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I got
you
nothing.
Shouldn't. It's complicated. Memes are complicated.
Yeah,
okay. No, memes are simple.
If you're on a
brain, I don't want to talk about this anymore before I get a migraine.
What do you want to talk about?
Maybe you would know what it is.
Let's talk about.
You've never had a migraine in your life, by the way. What's the deal with Alexander Hamilton?
It's a great show. It's we a need to watch show. It. We need to go see it.
It's in New York.
We need to go see it.
Does it cost $20?
No, it costs like $70.
$10.
Oh.
Plus
who's on the 20?
Plus a flight for New York.
Oh, crap.
But it's
Alexander Hamilton is so. Hamilton is
not. He's not on the 10 for long.
Who's going on the 10?
That's the one they're replacing with Harriet Tubman.
No.
It's basically a hip-hop musical set in the 17 what?
Whenever Alexander Hamilton
When Alexander Hamilton was alive.
Yeah.
The 1900 somethings.
Yeah.
Like all
1900.
Hundreds of years ago in the 1980s.
Yeah. What do you guys, so speaking of the 1980s, what do you guys think happened in the 1980s?
Beautiful music.
Punk.
Oh, what?
Punk.
Oh, see, they're well-educated children.
My mom was a punk in the 80s.
Yeah, I know. Her music taste is amazing. What else happened in the 80s? What was technology like in the 80s?
There was big square computers and Ataris.
Startups.
And Game Boys.
Yeah, and
The email that you was like, the email was like.
There wasn't no email in the 80s.
Well, not email, but like the startup computers. It was like
AOL
Messenger.
Was there Nintendo 64?
You've got mail.
No.
I don't think it was called. It was just messaging.
You've got mail.
What did dial-up sound like?
Well, Sky Pager.
Well, you want me to accurately represent a dial-up sound?
Uh-huh.
Oh, great.
No, I got
beep,
it.
Beep, boop, beep, beep. Boop, beep. Earth, whirl, twirl. CD, rushing. Blop, bleep. Twirl, blah, blah, blah. There you go.
Yeah.
You've got mail.
We had to wait. Actually, before internet even came out, we had to call bulletin board system. So imagine this. There could only be one person in the world using Google at the once.
Oh, my God.
That was dial-up. You could only go on the message board one person at a time. Otherwise, they would be busy.
Unless they had a modem bank.
Oh, my God.
None of them had modem banks.
Then they were sweet.
None of them had modem.
Oh, yeah, the ones out in
the millions of people on Google.
Y'all had it rough.
Well, the bulletin boards were only like, it would be in a guy's basement.
Listen,
people using
Google,
there's like millions and millions of people using Google at the same time.
Right. Back when we were young, there was only one person allowed at a time. So you'd call, you'd wake up.
And there was no Google.
No, you'd wake up at 8 in the morning and you'd hit your favorite BBS and hit on repeat dial, hoping you would get to, because you'd only get it in the morning. So if you tried at noon or after.
Done.
Yeah, you couldn't get on the board.
That doesn't make any sense. You'd
get the only one. So while you're on.
For what?
For the bulletin board system.
What's the bulletin board system?
Like a message board, sort of.
But that's all like that was all the internet was just like a plain text message board, and like there would be like a game like Empire,
yeah,
or like which was the space one. There was, Oregon Trail and like Space Empire.
Wasn't computers just like black with green text?
Mm-hmm.
For a while, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like one of my Commodore. It was just like, no, you could get actually different colored text, but it was pretty much, apples were green text.
Huh.
It was
Yikes.
Yeah, it was bad. But we were thankful.
That's right. We were grateful and we liked it.
And we didn't whine about the new apps that came out that we didn't have.
Oh, right. Stop. I like 5-year old games now.
Games for 5-year olds?
Yes.
Like Tokoboka?
They have great graphics and they're fun.
And Play Home.
Not Play Home. You play Play Home.
I play Play Home.
She plays dollhouses on her tablet.
Why don't you guys cook instead of playing cooking games?
Well, I cook. You never let me cook.
I cook.
Yes, I do.
I'm like, hey, Dad, can you teach me how to cook this and this and this? Yeah, sure. 2 weeks later, I only know how to cook scrambled eggs.
You make scrambled eggs, huh?
I make scrambled eggs.
Exactly.
We made some of this morning. I mean,
I made
Sasha
it this
made
morning.
It. I made
with
it this
boatloads
morning.
Of hot sauce.
Well, I didn't put it on your guys's. Gretchen didn't even have any eggs because it wasn't enough.
It's sriracha.
They made their own pizzas last night. That was their bigger accomplishment.
Right. Mm, yeah. Dad, there was.
May you teach me how to cook?
Because my mom, she's sick. And so my dad was leaving, and so everyone was just...
Coming here.
Everyone was just like... So everyone was getting ready, like, you know what? I'm not even going to cook. We're just going to do something that's easy and simple to make. Not mac and cheese. That's still cooking. But, like...
Anyone can cook mac
not
and
even,
cheese.
Not yeah, even anyone. Chicken noodle
Phil
soup. So
we made cheese syrup.
So we made our own pizzas. Simple and easy. Circle pizzas yeah. that... Come in packets, and they're easy to... They're,
what's
yeah.
a circle pizza?
I think you mean New York style.
Caesar's
New
pizza York kit. The oh, little, oh, oh. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pizza kit.
The ones yeah. that the little Caesar pizza kits that you could like get using fundraisers at school.
That cost more than actually getting a pizza that's cooked.
Getting like three pizzas
Zoe
that are cooked.
Zoe and I actually right. gave us a pizza kit, so I owe it all to them.
You know, this is actually pretty cool for all you Harry Potter fans. If you go on Google, if you do your voice thing and you say Lumos from Harry Potter, your flashlight will actually turn on. If you say Knox, okay. it'll turn off for the release of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
May we see?
Wait, what?
Okay.
For the release of
basically,
Fantastic...
you know the wand in Harry
yeah,
Potter.
No, like, Sasha started letting...
Okay.
So basically, I read this article, and I actually tried it, and it works. For the release of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, the new Harry Potter movie, Google did something where if you say Lumos in your voice, and like your Google voice, you'll actually turn on your flashlight for your phone, and if you say Knox, it'll turn it off. And for all you crusty Apple users, it doesn't work for you. It only works for Samsung, so get wrecked.
As it should.
Crusty.
Get wrecked. Oh, calling out the Apple people.
Get wrecked.
Oh, my God.
Get
wait,
Shrek'd.
What do you guys, what do you guys say?
Get wrecked.
Lumos.
Lumos. No, it's what are you guys, Lumos?
Here, let me see.
No, you... It's just, what,
it turned no. it on. See?
Okay, Google.
Lumos.
Knox.
See, Lumo, it turned it on. It turns on.
Oh my God, it works.
It literally
say Knox,
just turned on.
Knox. Wait. Knox.
And it turns it off.
No!
No! My mom's Dad learned a Harry Potter spell.
And if you say the silence seal or something, it'll silence all your rings.
Ooh. I'm not going to do that. I got Knight Rider.
No, you say not silence yours.
So one of my questions I have is when we were 12, that would have been what, like 85? Yeah. There was like, you know, Elton John, Michael Jackson, Rolling Ooh. Stone, Van Halen.
Michael Jackson.
It was just amazing. Like what is going to be those bands when you're our age that you're still going to be like, I'm listening to? Is there even, do you guys even listen to music anymore?
Yeah.
Music. I don't like listen
Alexander Hamilton.
She listens to the Hamilton soundtrack.
Only the first opening song. It's the only one I like besides My Shot.
No, but like what bands are you going to be listening to
Coldplay.
In 25 years?
I like Coldplay. No, not 25
Panic
years.
At the Disco.
Panic at the Disco. Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to go see their concert.
I get to go see their concert in March.
21 Pilots.
Yeah, 21 Pilots. Gretchen doesn't like 21 Pilots, but I understand why.
I like 21 Pilots.
Excuse me while I go eat in
pilots.
The corner. No, they're like not. Them.
21
they're not
Pilots
good.
Are like a band. Okay, give me one more good reason why they're not good.
What?
Give me one reason why you don't like them.
Okay, their music is poop. They have
why
no
is their music?
Style.
Why is their music,
music
poop?
Because all music is poop nowadays. Have you heard Ariana Grande's "You Gotta Go Side to Side"? Like none of them.
I thought Ariana Grande was a font.
It's like seven. Light me up.
That was a Taco Bell thing.
What's heathens? What's a heathen? What's a heathen?
All my friends are
okay.
heathens.
She's going to Google it.
Definition of heathen.
Oh. Shoot me.
Remember when you had to learn how to use a dictionary?
Remember when you opened a book?
Remember?
Heathens is not in the dictionary.
Yes, it is. It's not.
Wait for
who
them
not
to ask
widely
you
held religion,
you know.
Especially one who is not a Christian Jew.
It's the death bomb.
Muslim, as regarded by those who do.
All my friends are heathens. They have no religion. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, but you know.
All my friends.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Heather's.
Take it slow.
They're like heathen. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please so you think, don't make so any sudden moves.
So do you think those bands are going to, the people are going to be listening
Please
to them in 20 years?
A follower
saying,
of
oh my
a
God, amazing.
I like them.
Theistic religion, a pagan.
What?
I don't know. Adjective, heathen. Of or relating to heathens, which is a pagan god.
Oh. That's weird.
Yeah.
I think the leader of the band, Josh Dunn.
Urban Dictionary.
Oh,
Sasha,
Lord.
You love that song.
See, the problem is you guys aren't buying like albums anymore. You guys are downloading songs.
Well, like, can I download some songs on my iPad, Dad?
I would like to buy an album.
Do you have any memory left? Or did you use it all?
For photos.
Right. You have all your...
some memory. Can I go buy some?
I have the Panic at the Disco Dev for the Bachelor album.
See, but do you listen to the whole album front to back?
Yes.
Okay, so you're a rare...
Well, I'm here, but, you know, I've listened to all the songs.
Alexander Hamilton.
I only have that song.
Dropbox
runs
out of, like, all your space.
Yeah, Underdale soundtrack.
You use Dropbox.
It's the only... Gretchen, you only miss...
You have to buy more space on it.
Yes.
For Dropbox. It's weird. Like, you have to buy... You have, like, 5 gigamos on it.
Gigamos.
Gigamos.
Do you mean gigabytes?
Gigabytes. I only have 5 gigabytes, and I have 4.3.
5 gigabytes.
And then if you use,
like, Microsoft... What is it?
Like, what?
I don't know.
Microsoft?
What is that thing with iPad? What? Not Microsoft. Right, what is it, John? No, Zoe, what is it?
What?
What is that app that we downloaded?
Self-service?
No. No, what is
self-service?
It?
Self-service?
We need,
no,
you need more. You need more gigabos, Dave. Apparently, on your
what app is it?
What? Yeah,
what app
gigabytes?
What app
gigabytes?
Is it?
Why,
Smith? What? Because
they can download stuff.
What app is it?
No, that way you can upload your files and stuff.
To
like
what?
All your
the app store,
like Dropbox. What? If you use Dropbox, you only have like 5 gigabytes.
So what app, Smith?
Of space.
What app?
That app that you. That you can put your phone
What
in?
Do you do that you need more than 5 gigs of space on Dropbox for?
YouTube, photos, apps, music.
Duh.
No, it's the 17-minute videos they take in their bedroom of them
oh
making
my
fart noises.
God, dude. Like every time I open up like a laptop or a tablet, I'm just, hey, why does it say it's running low on space? Oh, I don't know. You have 37,000 pictures.
Smith, iCloud.
iCloud, yeah, iCloud. No, it's not iCloud.
Yes, it
iCloud
is.
iCloud is a cloud that stores your storage.
Yes, yes.
iCloud is someone else's computer.
A cloud that
That's
stores
what it says
your
when
storage.
You're running out of space. iCloud, you're running out of display space.
You know there is no cloud, right? It's just someone else's computer.
Yes, I know.
Right, just checking.
Yeah. Oh, it's a magical floating cloud above your head that keeps all your most
precious memories.
Precious it's memories.
Yeah.
What is no? What is the what's the cloud?
It's
the cloud is like
storage.
It's storage.
Apple storage.
See, that's not fun. That they actually know. They actually know the answer. That's not fun.
It's not Apple.
When we
no Apple does nothing.
Apple is something
yeah.
you eat.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not
a
gonna
fruit.
Get an apple. You won't let me.
You eat apples at school.
Samsung.
I won't wait. I won't let you get what?
An Apple phone.
No.
3 days.
Why?
Because you're 12.
I'm changing the subject.
Don't get me
wrong
when I get a phone.
I
Can
love
I ask
Samsung.
I don't care what kind of phone you get. Yeah, go ahead.
What?
I'm going to ask you a question. If you have gotten injured before, what was it and when was it?
Oh,
I'm going to go.
I broke my toe.
You like hearing other people's misery?
3 days.
No. Schadenfreude.
I'll go. 3 days, just 3 days before school started, I fell down my basement stairs, and I broke my teeth and sprained my
You broke
arm.
Your teeth?
She did. My teeth. I broke my teeth.
She cracked them.
Ask my father. He's sitting right there.
Okay, I'm next. 3 days later.
Okay.
3 days later. I broke my teeth.
Okay, so when this is not like injured. It's just like something. Okay, so when I was little, when I was like 2 years old, my dad scared the crap out of me, and I like fell on the floor, and I was going crazy, so I had a seizure. I had a seizure when I was little.
Cool.
And her eyes are like back.
Yeah. That's dope.
Because my dad scared me with a plastic knife.
plastic knife.
And my mom and dad were like, oh my gosh, she's having a seizure.
And then she came back alive.
Yes.
What? Everyone can see that now.
I'm really confused right now.
Yeah, me too.
My dad's
I hit my elbow in the corner of
she
a desk.
She was probably like 4.
That doesn't count.
I was 2. That
yes, it does. It's painful.
Worst injury I ever had, I cracked my head
like
on the side of a
table. Have you broken
what?
Or sprained?
Yeah, I broke my toe.
When you were trying to
By stubbing it Will really hard stop? Against the corner of a couch leg.
Wait, what'd you do?
I broke my toe by stubbing on a couch leg.
What happened
to you, Dad?
Nothing.
Dad, what about you?
Something happened to you.
Nope.
Broke your heel.
Dad, what have you done?
Anything.
Well, that's the only bone I ever broke.
Hold on. Let me let my dad answer this. Let me have my dad answer this real fast. Have you had anything happen to you, Daddy?
I've broken an arm, a leg, shattered my kneecap.
Mr. Bob, he just beat you by like Gretchen fractured your ankle a few weeks ago.
I don't know that having more injuries makes me the winner.
Right.
Same thing, pretty much.
No, it's not.
All right, so I tell you what, we've been going for about an hour, let's get out of here.
All right.
No.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you for listening to our rambling.
Yeah. Peace out. Peace.
Now you chime in for peace out. You chime in.
Bye, Wensleydale.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Yeah,
bye.
Peace out.
We enjoyed talking to everyone.
We didn't talk to anyone.
We can't hear anything.
We're talking to ourselves, but we're going on an app, which everyone can hear.
So, yeah,
my mom's going to listen.
I'm going to listen to this at home to hear my lovely voice on a recording.
Because you're launching your own podcast, right?
Sure. I guess.
I'm going to be on it. You better.
I would say it's our podcast because we have grown adults right here that come here like every Monday.
And if any of you put soda in water cups, you're a bad person.
I listen to ITV every Monday night at 9 o'clock p.m.
2:11 p.m. Cups, you're a bad person.
IG in the D. Awesome. One beer at a time. Good night, everybody.
It's a
drama club
joke.
For real.
Those crazy drama club kids.
Hey, right here. Hi.
We were doing an improv. I was playing a McDonald's worker, so, you know, I had to say that.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense then. Yeah.
Anyways. Right. Also, I listen to IT in the D at 9 o'clock p.m. Monday nights every week. IT in the D. One beer at a time.
Say goodbye. We'll bring it.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, people.
Say goodnight, Gracie. Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight,
Gracie. Goodnight. I will find you.
City go rushing by. I sit here.